Welcome to Daybreak Devotionals. This is Pam Gumpy in East Texas. Phoebe, Walking Shoes of Faith. Most people don't ask for my help. I tend to get in the way. I guess it's because I create more work. So those who know me best love it when I don't offer any assistance. Yes, my friends can attest to my chaotic and often clumsy approach to chores, tasks, and simple things. I drop, I spill, I make messes, I stumble, I fall, I bump into walls, I laugh, I cry, I overthink certain aspects of life. But the good news is, God created me. He gave me all of my oddities, my fumble-bumble personality, and He knows when I'll spill my next cup of coffee. And that gives me rest. Rest in being who I am. Rest in living a fruit of the Spirit life with love, joy, peace, patience. Working on that one. Goodness, gentleness. Working on that one too. Kindness, faithfulness, and self-control. Working on that one too. Yes, self-control is an obvious goal to conquer, but I do run with all my might into the day. I know that today is all I have, so I don't want to miss out on God's surprises and unexpected miracles. So if you see me coming, don't ask for my help. Just get out of the way and I'll soon pass by. Honestly, I know there's plenty of tape, glue, and staples to fix anything I might break. Besides, God fixes the breaks in our heart, and He fixes the crooked places in our day. We can ask Him. He's the ultimate fixer and mender. I guess that's the carpenter in Him. When I read about Phoebe in the Bible and how reverent she lived, I see that I pale in comparison. She put on a new self, one created to be like God. She had a good reputation in her Christian community. And not only did she help Paul, but she helped so many other people. Paul described Phoebe as worthy of the saints, and she was highly respected. She was one of Paul's assistants, a very unique role for a woman during that era. I've met many women in my church and at other churches, only to realize there are many modern-day Phoebes serving God and spreading the good news of Jesus. When I think of Phoebe, I think of Judy, a woman who teaches the teens, plays the piano, and never misses a beat. She arrives early, always prepares her lessons, and knows every song by heart. What a servant! When I think of Phoebe, I see Martha, a woman who is frail and pushing 80, and she has spent the past 50 years teaching children at her church. She smiles every time I see her and embraces me with a bear hug. She shares stories about her kids and the funny things they say, like the time she wore a wig to Sunday school because her hair was thinning and matted, and a little boy didn't like her wig. He told her that it was ugly and to take it off. She laughed and said, "It is kind of ugly." Who do you think of that has served God in such a way? Will you be that person? Are you walking in the shoes of Phoebe? Though Paul's reference to Phoebe is brief, the message is one to linger on. He said in Romans 16:1-2, "I commend you, our dear sister Phoebe, a servant of the church in Cenchrea. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been a great help to many people, including me." What a challenge! I want to take my fumble-bumble personality and dedicate myself to serving in this way. There are many people today who are living a life separated from God. And we hold the message, the love, the answer. At some point, Phoebe traveled to Rome, and when Paul penned his letter to the Christians, he had Phoebe at the top of his list. I read that some scholars believe she carried Paul's letter to the Roman Christians, which tells me he trusted this woman with God's message. What a responsibility! Hey, I could do that job without breaking anything, hurting anyone, or falling down. Wow, imagine delivering a letter inspired to become part of the Bible. Yes, our little mail carrier was a minister, a servant, a helper, a woman, and God used her. She put one foot in front of the other and served God. Should I do any less? One time, a woman walked into a shoe store. She was searching for new sandals. She slipped on every pair in her size, but she couldn't find a pair that she wanted. Then, as she left the store, she saw a pair by the door and stepped into them. The manager told her, "Hey, those are free. You can have them." "Why?" she asked. "Well, those are the shoes you had on your feet in the first place." Wow, isn't that how we are? We want to walk in another person's shoes. We may not even embrace our own personality, and so we long to live another person's life. But wait, we can walk in the same service for God by trusting that the shoes God has slipped onto our feet always fit perfectly. He can help us walk like a reverent woman, like Phoebe, even if we fall down and drop things at times. And if you ever need any help, remember, my friends aren't asking me for help, and I am available. This is Pam Kempe with Daybreak Devotionals. And on a side note, watch for my book, See You in the Funny Papers, A Bit of Good News, Tales with Fun Light, God Light, and Stories to Make You Smile. So check out my website, PamKumpe.com. That's PamKumpe.com.